In the 4 years since the start of the Iraq War, at least 23,000 U.S. troops have been injured. Many are left with some type of permanent disability. Those troops need help learning to cope physically and mentally with their injuries.
This week, Day to Day has a series of stories about veterans whose rehab is happening outside the hospital's walls.
Project Healing Waters is a program that was started by Captain Ed Nicholson. Basically, what we do is provide emotional and physical therapy to wounded warriors of every service and every conflict through the skills of fly fishing and fly tying.
That's Army Captain Avon Forseth, who started out as a patient and is now one of Project Healing Waters' volunteer guides.
Just to see the changes in these wounded service members emotionally when you get them out here in beautiful water like this, or we go on these trips. You know, when you go from lying in a hospital bed hooked up to pumps and machines, and you got people poking you and prodding you and feeding you all kinds of medications, and you're in the most severe pain you've ever been in your entire life, to get out here is like being reborn. Because right now, you know, you've got over 18,000 severely wounded from the global war on terrorism. The focus right now is on Afghanistan and Iraq, but we've actually got a gentleman here today that lost both his legs in Vietnam. So what we're trying to do is get everybody that needs this program, surviving from World War II all the way to now. There's a lot more people out there that need help. My injury right now is a permanent disability. It's a paralysis of the right hand and very limited motion of the right elbow. I was with the 82nd Airborne when I got hit. In Mosul, Iraq, on 4 January 05, my convoy was struck by an IED. Basically, it was an artillery round that was placed inside a taxi cab that was parked on the side of the road in a traffic circle. And so as my convoy came around that traffic circle, it was command detonated, probably with either a cell phone or a garage door open or anything that has an FM frequency. My gunner and I were hit in... We were put in a truck. My guys stayed there to fight it out with the insurgents. And, usually what happens is that an IED is used to initiate an ambush. And so as soon as they hit us with the shock of the IED, then they start shooting. But, you know, my guys, I mean, everybody in my battalion, 82nd, they're so very well trained and used to reacting to contact that as soon as they started taking fire, they rocked right back, started shooting up the insurgents. And then I was put in another vehicle, my gunner and I, and rushed to the combat support hospital. I didn't realize how bad it was because I couldn't see underneath, but it had taken nearly all the soft tissue from underneath my arm, exposing my bones. So it took muscle and tissue, and it took my median ulnar nerves with it. Unfortunately, that's why my right hand is paralyzed. You know, being a platoon leader, being an officer, being an infantryman, I'm so used to being able-bodied, being completely independent. In a matter of a split second, to become dependent. Activities of daily living, they call them ADLs, those can be nearly impossible. I mean, you know, washing dishes, washing clothes, bathing yourself can be an issue, you know, when you've got paralysis or an amputation or something like that. So I dropped into a very deep depression, you know, anger management issues. I was upset all the time. I had a very short fuse. It wouldn't take anything to set me off. I started to get apathetic. I thought, man, I just don't care. And when Ed came to me and said, hey, you know, I heard you're a fly fisherman, would you like to fish? I thought, nah, I'm really not interested. You know, I didn't want to go and make a fool of myself, and I didn't want to fail because I have this incredible fear of failure like most of us warriors do, you know. And it was my mom who said, you know, please, for me, just try it. And it also helped because Colonel Howard, the chief of OT at the time, was like, hey, LT, you will go out and do this. I thought, okay, so between him and my mom, I got out there on the water and just really... I slowly started to come around, and then pretty soon I thought, yeah, I can do this. I can do this. And then everybody that knows me and loves me just noticed a huge difference. And then when I started helping with this program, that became my mission. You know, that's just kind of what I started living for, besides my family. So what's going to happen is eventually when all of us wounded service members are, when we're released from our recovery, we're going to be integrated into society, and you're going to start seeing us a lot more, especially because, you know, there are a lot of us that are not letting it slow us down. So you're going to see us out doing adaptive sports and, you know, you're going to see us on the workforce and things like that. The one thing I'd say is don't be afraid of it. You know, don't be afraid of us. Don't be afraid to come up and say hello or ask what happened or anything like that. I mean, I think it's a very common reaction to see someone who's disabled, and then you kind of turn the other way because you don't want to think that they notice you. But we know you're looking. It doesn't hurt our feelings. Come over and ask what happened. You know, we'll tell you. These 18,000 plus service members that are severely wounded, they're not going to miraculously heal as soon as this war is over. You know, nobody's going to wave a magic wand and they're going to be able-bodied. some will get better, some will get worse. So we'll need the support. Yeah, absolutely.
What a day. I love it.
Captain Avin Forseth's story comes to us from Barrett Golding of HearingVoices.com. Our series on Project Healing Waters continues tomorrow.